radio play, Family Luck, is based on a most interesting story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. It is a crisp October night. Inside the old family mansion, a log blazes in the fireplace in the huge hunting room. Three men are watching the flickering patterns made by the cheery flames. The eyes of one of the occupants wander slowly around the room, taking in the sturdy panelings and the fine old beams, the portraits shining in the reflected light from the fire, the pipe and stein racks, the guns hanging on all four walls, the etchings of hounds and steeplechasers, a typical sportsman's room. He rises up from the depth of a wing chair, his host feet.
Shall I fill your glass, Craig?
No, thanks, Bram. Just going to stretch my legs a bit.
I'll take a spot if you don't mind, Bramwell.
Righto. Here you go, Rennie.
Oh, thanks. Should be a great day for the hunt tomorrow.
Yes, they say they've a fine quarry for us, too.
Splendid. Well, here's to the man who gets the brush.
The brush?
I say, Bram.
Yes, Craig?
Who's this crusty-looking old buster in the gilt frame?
Why, he's a great-great-great-grandfather of mine.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you would ask.
Indeed, your friend, Bram. I thought it was one of those old masters.
Well, that's all right, Craig. In a way, you're right. It is an old master. An old master of the House of Bramwell. And from the stories that have been handed down, he was, as you say, a crusty old buster.
Say, the old gentleman must have been fond of having his portrait painted. Here he is again. And here's another. Without the beard.
What? No beard?
Oh, you're wrong, Craig. Those aren't the same men. That one's his son, and that one's his grandson, my father.
Fine-looking men, all of them, old boy.
That's right. You'd better cover it up.
Oh, I see you still have the old blunderbuss hanging up here on the wall, Bram. I suppose it's loaded, too.
It always has been, Rennie. And it has a hair trigger, too.
Say, old man, do you realize the slightest touch? A sudden jar even might set it off and kill somebody.
It has killed somebody.
Really? Who?
My father.
No.
Yes. Just how it happened, nobody knows. Although the coroner called it an accident. They found Father dead with that gun nearby. It was his favorite. He used to call it Old Faithful if it had been in the house so long.
Forgive me, Bram, but I can't help mentioning it. Accidental deaths seem to run in your family. Your grandfather was drowned, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And my great-grandfather was killed by his horse.
Well, that's something unusual. A string of accidental deaths in succeeding generations.
Well, not as strange as you might think, Craig. You see, it all started with great-great-great-grandfather. It seems one of the tenants on his property had a wild, headstrong son. She tried her best to do something with him, but failed. So my ancestor was appealed to. The story is that he agreed to try and do something with the boy. Probably did it simply to get rid of the old woman. In any event, that's what he promised. One stormy night, as he was putting his horse away in the stall.
There, there, there now, Billy. You'll be all right after a good night's rest.
Ha! There you are, you lord of the universe, you.
Who dares address me so?
I dare. Hold up your lantern and look at me.
Oh, it's you, is it?
Yes, it's me. You don't like to face me now, eh?
And why shouldn't I face you, old woman?
Why shouldn't you? Listen to the man. He asked me why he shouldn't face me. You know well why. I don't need to tell you. The whole countryside knows why.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's pouring rain. Now get out of me way and let me get across the courtyard to shelter.
Shelter? The likes of you shouldn't have any shelter.
Get you gone, old woman, until you can learn to keep a civil tongue in your head. You're addressing a peer of the realm.
Peer of the realm. Ah, murderer. That's what you are. A murderer. Do you hear? A murderer.
Shut up, you fool. Do you want people to hear you?
Yes. I want people to hear me. Our people. Everywhere. You killed my son.
So that's what's on your mind, eh? Well, old woman, I had nothing to do with the death of your son. Just because he let himself get caught stealing in the castle or was hung for it. Don't lay the blame onto me.
You were to take care of him. You could have saved him.
Oh, get out of me way, or I'll cut you down with this riding whip.
You kill my son. You kill...
Take that!
Curse you. Curse you and all your seed. for this, the head of each generation of the House of Bramwell shall die a violent death. Curses, my curse upon you.
And that's how it all began. Legends say that's why we Bramwells die with our boots on.
Boots? You'll be wearing boots tomorrow, Bram.
Oh, come now, Craig. Don't you try to become a prophet or something.
Oh, don't take me so literally, fellows. I meant that none of us ever dies from sickness.
Yes? Yes, it is. They're still here.
Well, here come the ladies.
Mm. Oh, close that door, Edith. Oh, please. What's this about sickness?
Oh, nothing, dear aunt. Nothing at all. I was reciting a bit of family history. I'm afraid we forgot all about you and Edith.
Oh, that's not very complimentary to your wife. Do you think so, gentlemen?
Well, I should certainly not.
To say good night and wish you good luck for tomorrow.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind of you both.
Yes, indeed. Aren't you riding with us, Edith?
Oh, Edie doesn't care for hunting, do you, old girl?
Well, one rider in the family is enough.
Well, while we're all together, one more toast. Here's to tomorrow and tomorrow.
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 Good morning, all.
Good morning, man.
Well, Renee, how did you sleep last night?
As the Irishman says, I didn't stay awake long enough to find out.
But if the way I'm feeling is any indication, I must have slept grand.
Ah, here comes the sun.
Quiet, dog, quiet. Well, fellows, let's get mounted and be off. Hawkins, bring the horses.
Where does the quarry usually break around here, Bram?
Just in over in that covert there.
Which horse am I riding?
Try the roan, Craig. Rennie, I think you'll find the gray a good mount.
Oh, thanks.
Forward! Forward!
Tally-ho!
Where? Where's the fox?
I don't see him.
Now, wait a minute. Why, there. Now, there he goes.
Hold up. Let's make sure it's our quarry. That might be a fresh fox. Let loose the hounds.
Hard,
hard, far
away!
Why, look, Ray, it is the quarry. The door to that looks like a street. You, hello!
Whip her in! Put the house to cover! Low in! Low in!
Yoist dry!
Round in!
Yoey over!
Fire on!
Yoist dry!
Thank you! Did you catch a glimpse of that brush on our fox?
Well, you'll catch a good look at it after the kill when I wave it in your face.
Not you, me lad.
Keep downwind, you fellows. Watch it. We don't want Master in love to run the cover too soon. Hold up, dogs. Hold up. Have a care. Now, get on. Oh, Craig! Rennie!
Hello!
Watch out! Come on up beside me!
Why, what's up, Ram?
Here I am. What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. I just wanted us to get an even start. I'm racing you over the first jump, just by that clump of brush ahead. Come along, you draggle-tail!
Oh, I say, hold up, Ram. I didn't know you were starting.
Let him go, Rennie. He knows this runway. We don't.
Well, look at him ride, will you?
Like the wind.
Ram, where... Good Lord. Craig, did you see
that? The horse refused to jump.
And Bram went over his neck like a skyrocket. Hurry, Craig, let's
get to
him.
I hate to think what we'll find.
You've been awfully kind, Arthur. I want to thank you for all you've done.
Well, that's all right, Edith. I only wish I could have done more. Sorry I had to leave this morning.
I appreciate your staying until Bram was out of danger.
I'm glad he pulled through. I certainly was afraid for a while that the family luck was going to keep up. Edith.
Yes?
I'm glad I ran into you in here. I wanted to have a talk with you before I left.
Arthur, will you excuse me a moment while I give the housekeeper this list? I'll come right back.
Oh, certainly. I'll just stroll out on the terrace while you're gone.
All right. I'll call you when I come back.
Easy. Easy now. I'm not a loaded stone, you know. That's it. Now, in the hunting room. I don't know how good it is to be in here again.
Where do you want them to sit you, Brad?
Over in that big wing chair. I want to sit in front of the fireplace. The heat ought to do my legs some good. And then I'll be able to use them again. Won't I?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Here's you know. Easy. There.
Will you excuse me a few moments, old man?
Why, certainly. Appreciate everything you've done, Rennie.
Oh, that's quite all right, Bram. I'm glad you're better.
See you in a little bit.
I'll just sit here and meditate.
Oh, Arthur. Arthur. I was just going to call you.
Edith, yes? There's no use speaking about the bush. I love you.
I know.
You do?
And I love you, too.
Edith.
I can't deny it, Arthur.
Edith. And that makes it all the easier to say this. Will you come away with me when I leave this morning?
No, I can't, Arthur. It wouldn't be fair to Bran. He needs me now.
Yes. Now that he's a cripple for life. A cripple? But he could neglect you when he was well and strong. Don't sacrifice yourself, Edith. You're young and beautiful. You've everything to live for yet. Don't mistake pity for nobility. Don't give up the happiness I could offer for the role of Martha.
Martha?
No, Arthur. You mustn't talk like this. Bran has been good to me. Oh, yes, he has in his way. He's given me everything I've ever wanted. And when he realizes that he'll never ride, that he'll never walk again, he'll turn to me. And I must be here when he does.
He doesn't know yet.
No. We've kept it from him as long as possible. The doctor was afraid the shock might be too great.
If it weren't for Bran being a cripple, would you come away with me?
Yes, Arthur.
Then I shall never give up hope. And when Bran, that is, if anything should happen to Bran, I'll come back for you.
Oh, you'd better forget about this, Arthur. We're talking about impossibilities. Come on. I'll see that you get packed, and don't forget your toothbrush and your shaving kit. I'll see them stay up for me.
They never saw me sitting over here. Oh. Well, that's the way it is, huh? I'm to be a millstone. I'll never ride. Never walk again. I was afraid of that. Lenny went away so he wouldn't have to tell me. Sorry for me, are they? Well, we'll show him. We'll show him, won't we, old faithful? Oh, if I can only jiggle this chair over next to the wall, or I can look you right in the eye. We'll show him. What's that? Who's there? Who's laughing at me? The old lord of the curse. I see you there in the corner. Well, laugh away. But I'm not doing this because of you. I'm doing it for Edith. Do you hear? For Edith! Now. Now, I'll jar the wall like this. Once more now.
What is it, Brad? I thought I heard you call.
Oh, what's the matter? What was that? Good heavens, he must have fallen against the wall and jarred the gun.
The luck of the Bramwells still holds.
Be sure to read the thrilling story of a family marked for death when it appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This story will appear under the title Family Curse Claims Its Sixth Noble Victim. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.